The strike against Hollywood studios and streamers hits 100 days tomorrow. Striking performers are not allowed to work or promote their movies and shows. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, their union, SAG-AFTRA, has some spooky new guidelines.
To support the strike, SAG-AFTRA recommends strikers avoid dressing up in Halloween costumes of characters from struck shows and movies. That means no dressing up like Wednesday Addams from Netflix, no Marvel superheroes.
We're a team.
Oh, no, we're not a team.
We're not a team.
And no Barbie and Ken.
Closer I am to five.
I'm coming with you.
Barbie's distributor, Warner Brothers, is one of the studios that broke off contract negotiations last week. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos said they had been making progress with the union.
But then at the very end of our last session together, the guild presented this new demand that kind of on top of everything broke our momentum, unfortunately.
SAG-AFTRA says its revenue-sharing proposal would only cost the streamers 57 cents a year per subscriber. This week, actor George Clooney and other A-listers tried to come to the rescue, offering to pay higher union dues and to be last in line to get residuals. On Instagram yesterday, union president Fran Drescher thanked them, but said union lawyers shot down the residuals offer.
So although we appreciate the effort, we are still waiting for the CEOs to return to the table.
And as they wait, the guild suggests striking members choose more generic Halloween costumes, ghosts, zombies, and spiders. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires.